And all employees have returned to the University of Minnesota Medical Center in Minneapolis after some 20 were evacuated when that massive mudslide brought a Mississippi River bluff right next to the hospital and office building tumbling down last night. No one was hurt, but the West River Parkway where the debris fell is going to be closed for a few days. And when you see the pictures at hereandnow.org, you wonder, how can this hospital stay there? Carolyn Wilson is the president of the University of Minnesota Medical Center. And Carolyn, you have obviously been told this is safe.
Yes, we have been told this is safe.
Well, it just doesn't look it. What was this like, first of all? I mean, it's a huge facility that you have there, and the earth just seems eaten away underneath. Did people hear this happen? What happened?
It happened very fast. We've had tremendous rain, as you know, over mm-hmm. the last few days, and very precipitously, the mud slid down, and the first calls were actually from cars on the River Parkway.
Mm-hmm. Well, luckily, nobody hurt down there. But
no.
I mean, you have patients. No patients had to be evacuated, but did you think for a second, well, this whole thing's going to go?
No, actually, the hospital building itself is further away from the edge of the hill. The facilities that are at right close to the edge of the hill are our steam plant and our oxygen tank. So there were no patients in immediate danger.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned this rain, terrible flooding there. Governor Mark Dayton has declared a state of emergency in 35 counties, southern Minnesota particularly hard hit. We've seen images of people swimming home after their areas were flooded. And we're hearing, you know, across the country with weather instances, we're hearing people talk about a new normal. Is that what it feels like there, or is this usual rain?
This feels very unusual here to us, and we hope this is not our new normal.
Yeah, well, we hear that the Minnesota and Mississippi and Crow Rivers are going to keep surging after these historic rainfalls. The Mississippi and St. Paul is going to rise another 7 feet by the middle of next week. Look, you've had people there, they've told you that this huge building is safe, but are there any meetings planned about what happens?
Absolutely. We have a very experienced team on site that have been here since this happened that will continue to be here. We're working closely with the city, as obviously the hill is the city's property, and we own part of that. So together with the city, police, fire, we have many structural engineers here on site. We continue to assess the damage and work to develop a plan to fix the hill.
I guess what I'm asking you is something that people all along the coast where we are have been asking since Sandy. You know, do you think there will be any question about whether or not you can stay there?
No, I do not think that there will be a question about whether we can stay here. Our structural engineers have assured us that the buildings are built on bedrock, and so our facilities are safe and secure, and the work that needs to be done is re-securing the hill, not our building.
Yeah, you're the new Southern California, as they kind of buttress their hills there. It's funny you mentioned, so you were the wise people that built your house upon the rock.
That is the saying, and I'm actually grateful that that's been the decisions made earlier.
Carolyn Wilson, president of the University of Minnesota Medical Center. We'll have the pictures of the bluff that just broke away just outside the center and fell on the street below from the University of Minnesota Medical Center. Thank you so much, Carolyn, and good luck to you as the rains continue there.
Thank you, Robin.